And yet in this season, I feel very strongly that there is a word for his people. There is a word for the church that Jesus is saying, stop running away from me. Welcome to the Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Nilsson, speaker, author, and yes, life coach. We live in a noisy world with a million external influences vying for our attention. This is the space where we can quiet the noise, sort out our thoughts through honest conversation, and discover what it looks like to take aligned, faith-filled action in a world of endless possibilities. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast. I'm Megan Nilsson, and I'm so glad you're here with me as usual. Before I dive into today's topic, I just need to give you a quick update. So for those of you that have been listening along, a couple episodes ago, I mentioned that the Lord had put it on my heart to get to know my neighbors in a new way and actually put myself out there and see if any ladies in my neighborhood want to be in a neighborhood Bible study. So I think it was episode 49, somewhere in there, I'm talking about how spiritual formation really is something that we have to learn by doing. And God is just so good because he's like, all right, Megan, if you're going to be talking about this, you're going to need to be doing it too. So you don't just get to talk about it and not actually live it out. You know how that goes. So brief update. Today at the recording of this podcast, we had a little informational get-together meeting, and there were five or six ladies there, and a few more are interested. So this is happening. I'm just so excited to be with a brand new group of women who I really don't know that well. I know them peripherally, some of them from different, you know, ways that we've intersected in the world. Some are very brand new to me, and it really is refreshing, invigorating, exciting, energizing to begin to connect with my neighbors in a new way. So how are you connecting with your neighbors? Who are the people in your neighborhood? So I've seen some of those memes out there where it looks like people want to saint Fred Rogers. So you know what? I would vote for that. That guy was amazing. He lived an incredible life and he really taught us about how to love your neighbors. Probably he learned that from Jesus, who also taught us that it was important to love our neighbors. So anyway, that is the update there. Thank you for those of you that have asked me and said, hey, you wanted me to keep you accountable. So that's what's going on. And I'm excited. So we're going to get going on that. But today I want to talk about two things that I'm learning, a couple of concepts that I'm learning in Lent. So a group of friends and I, we decided to read this Devotions for Lent. It's called A Way Other Than Our Own by Walter Brueggemann. And it's a tiny little book. And it's funny because there are definitely different perspectives and opinions on whether they like this book or not. Like, no offense, Walt, but some people really like it. Some people are like, man, this is kind of dry. But as a life coach, I have to say, I kind of like it. So I don't mind dry writing when someone is leading me to scripture and really challenging me on how I'm living and is it congruent with my faith. And so there are two different devotionals from this book that I want to pull together for you today. And maybe a way of starting this is to say, what is the meaning of Lent? So at the time of this recording and publishing, we are in Lent, the 40-day season leading up to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that we celebrate and remember. And so we are in this calendar in the Christian world. And there are two things that Walter Brueggemann says that Lent is a time for. So Lent is a time for repentance. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And Lent is also a time to quit running. Interesting, interesting. So hang with me here for a minute. He says that Lent is a time when we ask about the meaning of repentance. So repentance is a very fancy Christian church word that just means to turn the other direction, to do an about face, to realize that you are going in the wrong direction. And maybe wrong feels super pejorative, but you are walking away from God. Let's put it that way. And when we repent, John the Baptist was telling the people as he was preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. So quit going your own way, quit doing your own thing, quit just trying to be God and you know, fabricating your own life, and turn around and come towards God, come towards Jesus. So that's what repentance is saying, I am going the wrong direction. I'm trying to do this all on my own. I'm going to turn and do this a new way. And so Walter Brueggemann is saying that we should be considering the fresh ways that we can do life as kingdom people, as believers in Jesus. He's going to put the question this way. He says, Jesus affirmed that it is possible to be in the world in a new way, to be present to the people and problems around us with some newness and freshness. It's so interesting to me because I have lived a day or two on this earth, okay? Turned 50 last year. And I mean, I'm an ENFJ on the Myers-Briggs, so I can really like lock into a routine. I can settle into a routine like nobody's business, and I kind of like it. I kind of like just predictably knowing what my days are going to look like. So it really speaks to me when someone says, hey, what does it look like to live in the world in a new way, to be present to the people and problems in new ways and fresh ways around you? Because here's the deal. The usual way of being in the world, okay? This is the, everybody understands it. The world has written the script on this, but the usual way of being in the world is high anxiety, okay? Everybody being pressed and harried and worried, right? I have my good friend, Lissa Figgins, who is an amazing Christian time coach. She said, everybody reveres busy. Right? When you say, how are you doing? Oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy doing this. And if we say I'm so busy, somehow that is a very palatable, respectable answer, because we don't want people to think we're just like sitting around doing nothing. But if we say that we're busy and oh my gosh, I can't believe how much I have going on. Most people are like, oh yes, I totally get it. You have so much going on. How do you even do it? And you're like, oh my gosh, I know. How do I even do it? And then all of a sudden, the conversation has turned to that, right? And anxiety will lead us into a stance of defensiveness. Man, I remember when I had little kids at home, and maybe some of you moms that have had little kids or currently have little kids, you might understand this. Dads too, if you're the ones that are home with them. But in my case, I would be home with my young children. My husband would come home and be like, hey, babe, how you doing? What did you do today? And I know that those of you that are listening that have lived this life are like immediately like your throat is in your stomach, right? You're like, what did I do today? And it's like, you want to think of all the things. Well, I didn't even take a shower. I'll tell you that. I didn't do that. I'll tell you what I didn't do today. I didn't eat a full meal. I didn't take a shower because I was too busy running around after the kids and cleaning up the toys and cleaning up poop and cleaning, you know, like just refereeing fights or whatever. And so we have our human flesh. Somehow we get a lot of worth. We get a lot of perceived self-worth if we say that we are busy and we have this whole line and litany of things that we are doing. But what does the kingdom present to us? What does Jesus give us that can be a new way of being in the world? He's saying in Matthew chapter 6, listen, he says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. This is in direct contrast and opposition to what the world says, right? They're like, oh man, you better be worried about this. You better be anxious about this. So everybody gets in line, in the anxious lemming line, and we all do it. But Jesus says, listen, do not worry about your life, what you're going to eat and drink, or about your body or what you're going to wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Can you? I'm pausing here for dramatic effect. But you know that this is a rhetorical question because it does not add to your life. We can't. How are we showing the light and life of Jesus in this world when we are harried, anxious, pressed, busy, worried about so many things? What is worrying you right now? What are you holding onto so tightly that if you're super honest, you're like, dang, yeah, Megan, you got my number today. Maybe some of you saw, I published an Instagram reel last week or so, but I was actually getting massage from a really wonderful massage therapist here in town who does a practice with prayer as well. And she was praying over me and she said, I don't know, this is so interesting. As I'm praying for you, I see you with a bar of like weights, heavy weights over your head. And I started to laugh a little bit because I was like, okay, I can track. Those of you that know me even a little bit know that I love to do CrossFit as my general routine. Remember back to that routine. This is my exercise routine. But she says, I see you holding a bar of weights above your head. And Jesus is inviting you to put it down and get into child's pose in a posture of worship. And in that moment, it spoke directly to my spirit and directly to my soul, because as a mom who's launching kids in, I've got high schoolers, college kids, brand new adults with new jobs living on their own. And it's very hard for me to let go because I love them so much and I want to be just in every detail of their lives. And there's some big decisions that my kids are having to make right now, big decisions that we are having to make as a family. And in that moment, her prophetic vision as she prayed spoke to me so deeply, because I have this propensity. My flesh wants to hold on to everything. I am a firstborn. I operate in high responsibility. And so it's hard for me to let go of things. And just, I felt like in that moment, Jesus was saying, Megan, you think that the work that you need to do is to be carrying all these emotionally heavy burdens, to be lifting all of this stuff, carrying everybody else's burdens. That is how you're going to control and take care of this world, this situation, these people. And yet, as we are observing Lent, as Easter people, I'm asking you to turn around, to repent, to go the other direction and pick a new way. You don't need to be carrying these heavy emotional burdens. Give them to me. Set it down. The weapon that you can use right now is spiritual warfare, intercession. I can be praying for my kids, interceding for them. And wouldn't you know it, I was very specifically praying for something with one of my children. And I'll keep the details pretty loose here because, you know, it's not totally my story to tell. My story to tell is that I was praying about something specific. And I had a vision that I could connect with a certain person. And then when I called that certain person said, yep, I'm already on it. I'm already connected. And I just started laughing. I'm like, man, God, isn't that so like you? You go ahead of me when I release my burdens to you. When I ask you for your perspective, when I start to pray in the spirit and say, Lord, I am carrying so much. Will you forgive me? I repent. I confess that I'm carrying so much that's not mine to carry, and you are offering to carry it. And then he turns to me and said, yep, I got it. And I've already gone ahead of you on this one. Listen, if you are looking for a way to experience this kind of release, this kind of perspective and connection with God for yourself, I'm telling you, go grab your Untangled Faith Journal, click on to episode 50, which is the bonus episode that I dropped last week. It is just the guided journaling session. And in preparation for dropping that episode last week, I actually went through it a few times to make sure that I liked the music and the timing was just right, like little Goldilocks, not too long, not too short, but just right. Sharon O'Rourke did a beautiful job editing all of this for me. But it is so transformational to sit down with the Lord and say, hey, these are the things that are on my heart and my mind. This is the weight. These are the things that are weighing me down, that's bringing anxiety. And yet, Lord, you tell me that I can't even add a single day to my life by worrying. So I want to repent. I want to let go of worrying and give it to you. Lord, what do you want me to know about this? And I'm telling you, he does. He will speak to you. So go grab your Untangled Faith Journal, listen to episode 50 on repeat. Time and again, you can work some stuff out with the Lord. But at the end of the day, Lent is about repentance. It's about turning from our own way, wanting to be our own little gods in control of everything, and turning back towards Jesus and remembering what his mission is. It's an invitation to get involved on a human level with other people, to be in relationship with him, to be in relationship with other people in all the mystery and the humanness and the brokenness of it all. Lent is a time to free you from your obsession with yourself and to help you know the joy and freedom of putting your trust in Jesus. I mentioned at the top of this episode, it's about repentance. And Lent is also a time to quit running. I love thinking about this because when we are running in a certain direction, namely away from God, there is so much of the world and so much of our flesh that will build up over time if we are running away from him. And yet in this season, I feel very strongly that there is a word for his people. There is a word for the church that Jesus is saying, stop running away from me. Put down your heavy burden. Turn around, walk towards me, and let me embrace you in my love. Let me find you. Be caught by God because he wants to be with you. Lent is a season about noticing your blindness and seeing things differently, to turn to a new way. How can you see something differently in this season? We could just stop right there. What are you anxious about right now? What do you feel that you just want to hold on to so tightly? What are you afraid of? What are you trying to control? Think about that right now. Is there a person that you are worried about? Is there a situation that you are trying to control? Is there something that is bringing anxiety in your life? This, my friend, is your invitation to stop, repent, turn around, go the other direction. Let it go and ask God to take that from you, to take your flesh and exchange it with his spirit. What does the flesh bring us when we are disconnected from God and doing things our own way? I'm going to give you four things. Your flesh, when it's disconnected from God, will bring anxiety, greed, fear, and control. Okay? So if you are noticing that these specific topics, these specific emotions are coming up in you, anxiety, greed, fear, or control, then this is your signal. This is your signal right now to go, uh-oh, okay, this is not about shame. This is not about like self-flagellation or anything like that. This is a chance to repent and turn the other direction and let God love you. Let Jesus catch you. Because if the flesh brings anxiety, greed, fear, and control, what does the Spirit of God bring in its place? What will he exchange it with? You know that you are living in God's presence when you let him exchange these things, take these things from you, and what does he give you instead? Freedom, joy, generosity, gratefulness, and a feeling of being unencumbered. So if you were to examine your life right now, what has you anxious, fearful, encumbered, wanting to control a situation, a person, an outcome? How can you even right now say, Lord, I know that I am trying to control this, that I am worried about this, and I thank you in advance that you want to take it from me. I give it to you, and I ask you to sow into me your spirit of freedom, joy, generosity, and gratefulness. Let the good shepherd pursue you and catch you, that you would be embraced by his love, and may you trust him and desire him more than anything else. That's what I am praying for right now, because I know that I have been anxious about certain things in my life, fearful about decisions that are being made or circumstances. And I, right now, alongside of you, am saying, Lord, that is not the way that you have designed me to live. That is me living out my life, trying to control a situation. And I can't add a single day by living in anxiety and stress. In fact, we know that the science would say, not only does anxiety not add a day to your life, it actually takes away from your life. Stress and anxiety have very real consequences in this lifetime, in our bodies, in what our bodies can receive and do. So not only does it not add to our life, in many instances, it actually takes away from our life. So friends, I just pray that the good shepherd would embrace you with joy and gratefulness today. So what is he asking you to turn away from so that you can turn towards him and receive the gifts of the Spirit that he wants to give you this week, this season of Lent, and on into the future? All right, I love you guys. Let's stay connected. And if something is coming up for you that you're really having a hard time processing and you're wondering, how can you release control? How can you turn around and move in a new direction that actually is one of joy and freedom and gratefulness, of creativity and energy? Give me a call. Go to my website, meganbnilsen.com. Click on Curiosity Call. Let's get the conversation going, because I love you. I'm cheering for you and walking this journey of faith right alongside you. So love you guys and see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. If this episode challenged or inspired you, I would be honored if you would rate it and leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts so others can hang out with us too. If you'd like to connect at a deeper level, you can find me on Instagram at Megan_Nilsen, or head to my website, meganbnilsen.com, and schedule a free curiosity and connection call. Let's keep the conversation going.